Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Sasha coming into you live for another episode of SNM Radio. This is my main man, partner in crime, Evil Ass.
That's right. Another name.
Max Rice.
Hey.
So, it's Monday. We're doing another episode of SNM Radio, Financial Monday. So, today we're going to talk about second, third, fourth, however many streams of income that you need or want. So, everybody knows, you know, they have been, you've heard of mystery shoppers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You turned me on today.
Well, they are mystery shoppers. They are a good form of second stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be doing a lot of them. It's not something that you try to do as a full-time job. It's just something to add to your account. When you out paying bills or something or whatever, you get a little thing, sends in your email from a company. They want you to go out and do legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Comcast, Krispy Kreme. You can go to department stores. There's even one
blood
where
draw.
You can go to blood draw, do medical. Sometimes there are some that you actually physically have to go to.
Mm-hmm.
There are some where you do it online. There are also focus groups that you can get into where you can get paid to give your opinion and you get your money on a card from that particular company. But you have to meet the criteria for those focus groups. I've been doing trying to get on the focus group for a while. I haven't yet got one. But in a day, 2 day time, you can make somewhere between $100 to $300-$400 just giving your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how long they want you to, you know, for the focus groups to go. So those are some different types of second and third stream of income. But as we all know, there are all those scammers out there that try to take advantage of people trying to, you know, pad their account, do a little something, get the Christmas, it's getting close to Christmas.
That Christmas money, everybody else is trying to get they money, yeah, especially now that Walmart
got laid away. Walmart starts laying away
first.
September 1st to December 11th. That's another conversation. So you know, they're good for that type of thing. But we're gonna talk about legit mystery shopping jobs. And then we're also going to get into, well, I just got through celebrating my birthday. I think I celebrated my birthday, what, 2 weeks? But I did it for free. But I got some free stuff.
Oh, boy.
So,
good drink.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about how you can, what you can get, where you can go to. You can get more than just desserts. Most of the places they get, don't go to Applebee's. Applebee's trying to give you out your money. Go get yourself a full dessert. If you're going to get a fruit or dessert, get yourself a full dessert. Don't go and get that little, they used to give full dessert at Applebee's. You could get what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've changed it where they give you that little sliver of a brownie and a little mm-hmm. ice cream for
well,
like $1.
Two scoops of ice. Oh, well,
it's
two,
not even
two,
good.
Two teaspoons of ice cream.
Yeah, and that little bullshit piece of brownie. It was free.
Yeah, it was free. But I say just go just for that.
No.
Yeah, just piss them off. Like, yeah. And then don't get no tips. It was free, so I had to pay for nothing. I don't owe you nothing.
Very true. So, there are some places that you can go. You can get some services, especially for the women. You can get some services like makeup, Ulta, Sephora, you know, those different places. You can get some of that. So we're going to talk about those things tonight. So first of all, let's get into the mystery shopping. So we've all seen those checks that come in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Telling you to deposit in the account. In your account, and then you can get your $300 or your $500.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is put it in your account.
Mm-hmm.
Scam.
Yep.
Don't do it. They're going to get your stuff. They're going to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to rip you off. Don't do it. There are some other ones where the secret shopping, where they you go and buy the material. There's some secret shopping jobs and some work from home jobs. They run the same scam. Like you get these materials
mm-hmm.
that can help you find jobs from home. There's also some where you get materials to help you do mystery shopping. No, don't do it. Don't give them your money. Don't give them your credit card. Don't do it.
Sure enough, they're giving you a social security number. Like, we just need the last 4 digits of social security number.
Now, some of these things, like, there are a few of these secret shop jobs that I've done, and you have to fill out the information.
Mm-hmm.
It was one that I applied for where they want a wee bit too much info
mm-hmm.
for my taste. You know, they want to know if I had a car and what type of car. I had to tell them the type of vehicle, how old my vehicle was. I'm like, well, damn, is this Uber? That's another legit second stream of income, Uber.
Just got to make sure it's, you know, popular in your area.
Yeah, you got to make sure if you're in a metropolitan city, very large city area, then yeah. If you're close to somewhere where you can get to one, then by all means.
If you're in a small town, chances are it's probably there, but it's not like you're going to go down to like a big city and you're going to get it, you know,
mm-mm.
as soon as you drop one off, one's going to be right behind
it. Yeah, it's in a small city, in a small town, it's not, no. You may not get the boom of the business that you want for it. It's not
gonna nothing to do. Just sit around watching Netflix or you know. just sit out in your car, catch a breeze, or do like I do sometimes, just go in.
But you got your decals to do it at the airport, Atlanta. Now they got like the cabs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have the lanes for the Uber drivers at the airport. So when you see the cab drivers and all those in one particular spot,
mm-hmm.
now you can go and you can be an Uber driver in a particular spot. It's not like you got to necessarily wait for somebody to get your thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, whoever catches it the fastest,
mm-hmm.
that's who gets it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you're there, but then I think, well, damn, that's going to be kind of hot. Like, everybody pop off at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, when I was sitting there for the bus, I would say I was probably sitting there for a good 2 hours. And at least 50, 60 Uber drivers came down and was dropping people off, picking people up. So I'm like, you just drive around the airport,
Can't really do that. They're not going to let you drive around the airport. I think, one of the things that you probably could do that could get you in close proximity is be in a parking ride. Those parking ride lots
mm-hmm.
where people have, but you know, they're also parking their car, but it's in a close proximity to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to, you got to be careful of the shuttles because they got shuttles running through there too.
Yep.
So, but then when you're over there by the World Congress Center, they got parking rides. That's like off of Camp Creek. But you want to be closer to the airport.
Yeah, but if like game time right now,
I mean,
you can just
baseball season at the SunTrust Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can get down there.
Oh, that's the new baseball they just built.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the Mercedes-Benz building,
mm-hmm.
that's where the football is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely can make some money down there. You just gotta be in a general location.
And I would say just get a map of the downtown, especially the downtown area, because downtown, that's where the hustle and the bustle is.
Well, and another thing, when you do the Uber app will give you a calendar of events
mm-hmm.
of what's gonna be going on in the city that week, even
mm-hmm.
up to a 2 week time frame. So it tells you where, the major hubs are, the hot spots. And also, it gives you a pinpoint you on the map.
See, we could have used Uber instead of walking all that way. We could have said, hey, Uber, meet us here and pick us up and drop us right in front of the door.
Uh-huh.
But that was a long walk. I was like, well, damn.
At the World Congress Center?
Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, it was, especially when we went to that woman expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long ass.
Well, they had all that damn carpet. It's like, come on. This carpet got to give sometime.
No, it didn't. Like, but that's another Lyft and Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
Another second stream of income. So, well, you just talk about second stream of income or the mystery shop. But the Amazon Flex,
mm-hmm.
that's getting popular. That's picking up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the, what's it called? Did I say Uber Eats?
Mm-hmm.
Uber Eats, Amazon
Uber,
Flex.
Uber Delivery?
Yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. That's what
they got the Amazon Flex that delivers, and then they have an Uber Delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can pick up flowers from the flower shop and deliver to somebody's house or a business or somewhere to drop them off.
And I also seen this thing. I can't remember the name of it. But maybe if I describe it, maybe y'all have heard and can call in and tell us about it. Okay, what it is, say, for instance, you left something at the airport,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say you left your bag at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can hit this app. I can't remember the name of it. But you can hit this app and see wherever you are, someone that is going in that direction. Uh-huh. You can see if someone is going in that direction to the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going in that direction, they can pick it up. They can say, you can say whether when you hit it, the app.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can say whether or not it's a small, medium, or large pickup. So then the person will know what type of vehicle they need to have. Say you need to pick up a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You need a large vehicle,
mm-hmm.
a truck or SUV,
mm-hmm.
A box or something. Well, anyway, that's how it goes. And then you get the amount of money for that, right? And so you go, say you gonna be, you in Atlanta, you gonna pass the airport,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to, let's say, you can say downtown.
So a hotel.
Yeah, you're going mm-hmm. to downtown. Say you're going to the W. You're going to be downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So,
be rich.
So the people can pick up your bag. You give them all the details. Pick up your bag at the airport and bring it to you. And they get paid. They get paid through the app.
No, that's okay.
I cannot look it up and see if you can find it. It's an app. I can't remember it. I cannot. I remember seeing it somewhere, and I was like,
I don't even think. Oh, no, that's okay.
But you can do that. I'm wondering if
you pick up mine. Oh, no.
I have to go back and look at it and see what if I can go back and find it on my search history, if I can go back and find it and see what the app is. But it's an app where you can do that.
See, that don't even, I don't know about anybody else, but I wouldn't even want somebody picking up my bag.
I mean, that doesn't have to be a bag. It can be anything.
Yeah, even if I left a belt or a pair of shoes somewhere, no, that's okay.
Well.
Because if I leave a pair of shoes or a belt, that means I really care about it.
But I'm saying if it's something that you say you did care about, you
mm-hmm.
needed to get that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you can do. You can get somebody to send that to you, bring it to you.
Hmm.
I gotta find it. It's gonna kill me.
Yeah, I'll
find it. So anyway, some of the more legit secret shopper jobs are one that I use. Yeah, I do secret mystery shopping. Is second to none. I use that one.
It's really good.
It's pretty good, yeah. And you get paid. You can either, now if you worry about, you know, someone having your checking account information, because you can set it up where you get direct deposit, and
mm-hmm.
they give you your checking account, and you give them your routing number, and when you get paid, it goes straight into your account, direct deposit, like your check from your job. If you don't feel comfortable about them having that, you can always do it through PayPal. But to get your money out of PayPal, it may be a fee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a fee. And even to put the money in through PayPal, I do believe that they will take their money out before you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought that was how
so
it
was. Gift card thing.
Yeah.
Everything goes through PayPal. I'm like, well, that's money out of my pocket. And it's going to charge you probably 2.99% of whatever money that's
you
being
make.
Taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, with the second to none, I think the fee, I can't remember what it is. I remember reading it. I need to go back and look. I'll try to see if
mm-hmm.
I can find it. But they take theirs off the rip. And I don't think it's second to none, it's PayPal. PayPal take it off the rip.
Yeah.
That it's through PayPal. It's not the company. But that's what you can do. They are a good one. They send you to You can do the medical stuff, like you can go and get a blood draw, urine sample, and you get paid for it.
But some of those, it'll say male, because the ones I
yeah.
it'll say male.
Yeah, they'll
urine sample.
Yeah, they'll want specific people. They'll if they want a female, they'll tell you. If they want a male, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can do some services. It just depends on your area. It's like I said again about the Uber. If you live in a very hustle bustle type area, you may get more opportunities to do a lot more different shops. Another one is Bestmark. Bestmark is the one I'm telling you about. Want to know about my car,
mm-hmm.
what type of car, how I knew my car was. Because Bestmark is more automotive. Like with them, you get paid. This is crazy. Okay. You go to a car dealership. Now, they have different scenarios. You can go to a car dealership. They'll pick certain ones. Say, the Buick GMC.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have that particular type of vehicle. And they'll tell you what type of vehicle it has to be between a Buick or GMC, that brand. And they'll tell you the year and the model that you have to have the year. It can't be older than 2002 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. You can go, if you don't have it, then borrow it from somebody. That's what it says. That's what it says.
Well, damn. Okay.
It tells you to borrow the car from somebody. Okay. You go, and you, sometimes you'll have them where it'll tell you, go get your oil changed.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for it, but not, and then you get reimbursed. You get the payment,
mm-hmm.
and then you get the reimbursement of getting the oil changed.
Well, they'll let you do that,
then.
I get a free oil. My oil needs to be changed. I ain't changed in 2 years.
But that's how those go. And it depends on the price. They want you to get, now don't go and get that expensive oil change.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get some standard.
$19.95.
Yeah, no more. You got to get that standard oil change. Don't go in there and be like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, you ain't going to get paid for that.
$74.99.
Yeah, you're not getting paid for that. And it'll tell you how much you get reimbursed, you know, how much you get paid for, say, $20
mm-hmm.
plus the reimbursement of $45 for the oil change, because that's no more than that. So you can make $65.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the with Bestmark, they also have where you go to a dealership and you do a scenario as if you are buying a car. Now, they don't tell you in the email how where you're going to go and how you're going to do, but once you confirm that you're going to go, they'll give you all the information, and then you have to go, like, between 2 hours before closing. And there are certain things that you have to get, like you have to get a business card from the salesman, and then you have to go online on your account and you have to take a picture of it, upload it, send it in, and answer survey questions about your shop. Now, you're going to have to do that if you've never done it. You're going to have to do it with a lot of them. That's how you get paid. You have to fill out the survey question, the survey, and then submit it, and then you get your money. And they usually tell you how long, how soon it takes for you to get paid. Now, with the second to none, the one that I use, you get paid the 15th and the 20th of every other month. So
mm-hmm.
say you did it September.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get paid until
October.
15th.
Depending on when
you did it.
If you did it between the 1st and the 14th, you'll
mm-hmm.
get paid on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it after the 15th, you
mm-hmm.
get paid on the 20th.
Exactly. Thank you.
Whoa.
That's how that goes. Another one is Market Force. Market Force, you can go to the movies. watch a movie. You know how sometimes you go to a movie and you have people standing out there, and like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they're counting the people of how many people are going into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They are probably mystery shoppers. That's their job. Their job is, and then they'll be inside a theater. You've seen someone come inside a theater, and then they walk down right before the movie actually starts.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk down sometimes. It's not just, usually when it's the people at the movie theater, they have on a uniform,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But you ever seen just regular people walk down, and then they walk back up?
Mm-hmm.
They may be mystery shoppers.
Yeah, for the theater?
Yeah, they're counting the number of seats for few featured films. I can't talk.
Featured films.
Thank you. Featured films.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, fill out an application. And you have to, now with this market force, now I've tried to do this. If you're new, I'm thinking, okay, I'm new, though. But you have to submit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say that you want to do it. The pay is, could be good. I mean, because they wanted to, if they need someone immediately, you can get a reimbursement for like, you have a bonus, like between $40, $45.
Just because they need somebody that
quick.
Oh.
Also, because of the number of days that you go, that you do, you may have to go 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the movie Aliens Covenant, when it first came out,
mm-hmm.
They wanted me to go out and count at the theater for that whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The movie theater, they are the ones that want you to come out and do that, to count their ticket sales. And you have to go to the desk, the office, and take your letter that says that that's who you are and what you're there for. You may also be required to put up advertisements. You know how they have those billboard things of the people in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
You may also be required to do that. It just depends on what they actually want you to do. So, but you have to say you're going to do it, click on it, yeah, I can do it, da-da-da-da-da, and then they'll get back to you. Either they'll send you an email. If it's your first time doing it, then they will, they're supposed to personally call you.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got a call. So I was like, well, damn, I can go to the movie.
I guess you gotta do what other people do, just fill one out every single day.
I guess so. But they don't send emails out every other day. Again, it depends on your area where you live. If you're in a metropolitan, if you're in Atlanta, you may get it more often. So I'm on the outskirts of Atlanta, so that makes a difference.
You ain't in the outskirts. You far on it. Far out.
That ain't nobody's business. So that's how that goes with those. Now it's another one for those that are in the medical field. It's called, now I'm going to get this name jacked up, but y'all work with me. It's called Schlesinger. Schlesinger.
Schlesinger?
Schlesinger Associates. And it's a mystery shop, and they also do focus groups. So most of their stuff, because I got medical background,
mm-hmm.
I chose them. Never got chosen. I've yet to get chosen.
Overqualified, that's why.
The last one I did, they wanted to know about my knowledge of Medicare in the office that I work in. how many people get it? I'm like, okay. Yeah. But if you're in the medical field and you're good at that, that may be something that you want to get into. And they pay pretty good, too. Yeah, they're paying $150, $175, $200. Yeah, they're paying pretty good for their...
They want you to see how many people in your office are Medicaid.
Medicare.
Medicare.
Yeah, because you're in an office manager, if you're the office manager.
But is that legal?
Yeah, because you're not disclosing HIPAA.
I guess.
Because you're not telling people actual information. You're just doing a demographic, like a number.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying Mr. Bob Thomas is 67 years old and he's been on Medicare for 17 years. That's breaking HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
You're just giving a number. You're not giving out anyone's personal information. Told you I know about that. There are quite a few others that are out there that you can get into. Now there are some where there's one that I found out about where you have to get certified, and I'm like, this is too much. Too much. TEWMURCH.
Ain't that hard?
Well, if
you can count and look, you good.
Okay, now here are a few others. I have not personally looked into them yet, but I am going to. There's one called Gap Busters, and then Gig Spot. Now, Gap Busters have changed their name. So when you go and look up Gap Busters, you'll see that it has now become GBW. So that's one that you can look up. Also, the one where you have to become a brand agent, that's what they call, is the service evaluation. Then there's the service research. Now, these are ones that are legit, that pay. They are definitely legit. Like I said, the market force information. Here's one, Shop and Check, Shoppers, and then it's Shoppers Inc., Consumer Critique. Then there's Beyond Hello, Coast to Coast. Now, you're getting closer into the, you know, bigger city thing with that. The Branded, B-R-A-N-D-T, The Branded Group, that's a legit one. Job Slinger, Market Viewpoint, then there's Focus on Service. Now, some of these, you know, definitely read the direction about how to apply. Again, they can be tricky. So those are some, you know, I got you.
Yeah, you got me hooked on. I got that one you just told me about, and that's the one I've been doing. So it's like,
Cocoa.
Yeah, and I'll get the money for Krispy Kreme. I know I like Krispy Kreme. I go to places that I like. I know I'm going to like.
Oh, yeah. Well, something to learn is Krispy Kreme.
They do. Yeah, that's like clockwork. That's, you know, they're on there like every time I open up my app, they're on there. And there's like two scenarios. You go to the drive-thru, which is a pain because you got to take a picture of the board. And then you got time when it's time to hit the...
And you spend more money.
You spend more money
on the one with the drive-thru than you would the one...
And going there, because going there, you got to spend
less at the one where you got to go inside. Yeah,
just got to check the bathroom, check the how many donuts are on the rack, and let's see what else. Oh, check if it's clean or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's it's simple and easy. The other one is like, well, you got to take a picture of the billboard. Let's say you deal with this.
Because they want, because most of the time with that one, the drive-thru, you kind of give it to me. Most of the time you have to buy the donut that's on, basically on sale, that they have their newest donut, you know?
Yeah,
like, okay. Now the newest donut they have is the Reese's Peanut Butter. So.
We still didn't get that other one.
Which one? For the clips?
Yeah.
Where they turned the glaze to chocolate.
Yeah.
That's over. That was for the clips.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry. You should have went over there.
We would,
instead of sitting up there looking at the clip, you're going to be like that little rapper dude.
No, I ain't stupid. Nor am I dumb. Or slow.
You going to have to cancel some stuff.
I guess he was like that meme that I was putting out there.
Get his
disability.
Get his workers come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, those are some of the mystery shopping jobs. It's a lot of them. So definitely. Also, if you have iPhone or Android, get on your what do they call it?
Play Store. Well, it's Play Store on
Android.
And Apple Store.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was talking about on Apple. I knew it was Play Store on Android.
So all y'all high fidelity people.
So get on Apple if you got iPhone and just Google mystery shop, because there are a lot of apps. If they ask you to pay for something, don't do it. It's a scam. Don't do it. Back away. Back up slowly.
Ask you to go out and get some stuff and get reimbursed for something.
Don't do it. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So, just definitely, because we found, two or three of them that have actual apps.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Gig Buster.
Gig Spot, I think.
Gig something. It has an app where you can run everything on your actual app. GeekSpot.
Oh, yeah.
GeekSpot has an app on Android. So look for that. And then some of them, you just Google them, and you'll come up with them. Second to None, the one that we use, they don't have an app. Mostly I get it through email.
You have to go online and sign up.
Yeah, you have to go online and sign up for it, and they'll send you the things through your email. Same way with BestMart and MarketForce, and the same with the Schlesinger Associates.
Yeah, sounds good.
They'll give you, them to your email. And they'll send them to you. Oh, boy, will they send them to you. So, now, moving on to a birthday freebie. Let me see. What did I get for my birthday?
You got a ham sandwich.
Yeah, I got an actual full sandwich from Honey Bay Ham. I also got a sandwich. Well, I don't know. Too many people have Sunny Barbecue. But... Sunny's Barbecue, I got a sandwich and fries.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to buy was a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. I got a full dessert at Chili's, of course. I got a dessert.
Oh, can't forget about the $2 drinks we had. That was like a special that was running.
Oh, at Applebee's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was just for them. That was just for that particular week. It was a birth. It was the birth of rum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. We got the $2.99 Bahama Mama.
Yeah, that's probably regularly $7.99 for drinks. So you save about $5.
You save about $7, $8, $9. But especially to get the mucho, which is bad. So, but that wasn't free. So we don't need to talk about
it. But no, it's cheap. You know,
but you can't get it anymore.
No, but I'm sure they're going to have room every single year.
I don't know if they're going to do that every single year or not.
Well, we got to say, because some things were good.
But we're talking about birthday free.
Okay.
So they don't. Thank you, but that don't count. Well.
The donut from.
Oh, yeah, from Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I had coupons to get a free donut or a free and a free coffee or soft drink.
Mm-hmm. Add that. Guess which one she got, see?
The donut.
In the drink.
Yeah, my own drink coffee. Coffee is nasty. Smell like burnt cigarettes in the ashtray.
That ain't doing that coffee
right. That's what coffee smells like to me. What else did I use something for? Of course I got the
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. Pancakes. But see, you have to read that. Now it used to be you get a Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, you get the eggs and the sausage and all that. Now they just give you pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure when you get your coupon for your IHOP birthday, read the coupon carefully, because it says that you get the Fruity Tooty Fresh and Fruity, but if you read in the small print, blow it up, you don't have to just get. If you don't like the pancakes with the fruit on it and you just like, fuck it, I ain't gonna get it, read it, because you can get any of their stacks of pancakes. You have to get your meat a la carte. That's what you have to do. But if you like the New York cheesecake pancakes, you can get that for your birthday. If you want the birthday confetti, if you want the red velvet, if you want the harvest nut and grain, which are my absolute favorite, you can get those.
And depending on how well they know you, they'll just, let's say, you want a Colorado almond. They'll just deduct the price of the fresh and fruity from the Colorado almond.
Yeah, they used to. But they don't got.
That's what I'm saying. If you go to like.
They don't got. Now, you might want to try that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Try that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
And we was like
regular
there, so we'd go 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, because that's when they had that coupon where they take $5 off your whole check.
$5.
You spend
$30, you ain't
got
paid
$25. Plus tax and interest. But yeah, definitely read your coupon, because I read it. I'm like, hey, because I wasn't going to get it. Like, I don't like that mess. All that nasty ass fruit on my pancakes. It's nasty. And then when I read it, I'm like, hey, I can get any pancake. I don't have to get that. Of course, you know you can go to Denny's. If you got a Denny's, go to Denny's.
I missed the 2, 4, 6, and 8.
We appreciate
Denny's.
But now, you know, you have to sign up for these. Like, I would, if your birthday is in December, sign up today, this week, and then you'll start receiving, closer to your birthday, you'll start receiving your free stuff.
You'll get
to
some
go
free
in.
Too, so
yeah.
You get a free drink or
appetizer or dessert. If you sign up with TGI Fridays, TGI Fridays will give you a coupon for a free app or a free dessert. So, also, if you and get a different email, go on Gmail, just get you another email, make that email just for your freebie.
You'll get a whole bunch of stuff. I'll say at least twice a month you get something from all these places you'll find out.
Now, it used to be that sandwich place. Oh gosh.
Firehouse.
Yeah, that you
mm-hmm.
could just show your ID
mm-hmm.
and get a free sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do that anymore. Now you have to sign up on their loyalty program. I read that. You have to actually join their club to get that. Yeah. So one that I need to sign up for, because I'm a girl, I like to go to the hardware store,
mm-hmm.
Ace Hardware will give you a $5 off coupon, though they high as hell. But hey.
Yeah, that's the store you got to go to. You can't find a Home Depot.
Yes. Yeah, that's that hometown store. That's
mm-hmm.
it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. You don't want it when you go out Lowe's or Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get it online and have it shipped to you. You might just go and just get it.
Mm-hmm.
Save the half of you waiting.
Now, at Aveda, the hair place, I found this one out a little bit late past my birthday. But I ain't gonna be buying my hair stuff from them no more. But I could have got a birthday gift valued at $23 if I had joined their privilege club for $10.
What is that place?
Aveda.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get stuff for your hair. Because usually they have, it's a beauty school. Some of them are beauty schools where they do.
So it's like a Sally's. Almost like that.
On a higher scale.
Mhm. That's like that Paul Mitchell stuff.
Yeah, like Paul Mitchell had a salon
mm-hmm.
and a beauty school and all that. That's the same thing with them. Of course, you can, again, do your Applebee's, but. Don't get that little dessert.
Go ahead and get it.
Don't get
that. You ain't got none more than time to sit there and shoot the breeze.
Shit. They made me mad.
Oh, what about the tea place?
Tivana?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know Tivana ain't ready to close.
Yeah, that's why we got to go up there.
I got to get me some stuff for Tivana.
If we don't get in there, we're going to get some rock sugar.
I got to get some tea.
It's a rock sugar.
Dang the rock sugar. But if you sign up with Starbucks, of course, you get your free drink with Starbucks. But I'm sure that Tivana would do the same thing. I also read today that Starbucks is getting ready to close its online store. So, like, where they sell their mugs and all that kind of stuff, you can start getting those for a little bit of nothing now because they're getting ready to close. I just hated that closing Tivana. But you can go to Tivana. You can go to Tivana. I remember. And I completely forgot about it. You could go get there, a free tea, a free drink for your birthday
mm-hmm.
at Tivana. Because, you know, they sell the teas there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You like Benihana's?
Oh, yeah, that's
this is another one that I'm going to have to sign up for because I don't have one with Benihana. Benihana's, you can get a buy one, get one entree and a free dessert when you sign up for its e-club.
That's really good. You're going to give me about 15 email addresses. freefoodnumber1@gmail.com. freefoodnumber2@gmail.com.
If you like Captain D's, you can go to Captain D's and get a dinner for your birthday. I think it's a one or two piece fish dinner for your birthday at Captain D's.
Yeah, a lot of people, they don't know about the stuff or they don't care about it, but once you start getting it, you start going at least one time.
I mean, you could take, like, honestly, going some places, you could probably take $40. $40 or $50 and eat good.
And that's for two people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for one person.
Like we took about $40 with all these places. And that was for you probably said you just, you know, half the time you ate for free.
Exactly.
So I had to just pay full price for mine.
For yours.
Mm-hmm. You just shit a dessert.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, it might be a little too expensive, but, you know, go to Outback. Outback gives you a blooming onion for free.
Those things are nasty.
I like them.
Them things are nasty.
How do y'all eat the onions in there and you put on the little salad thing? Because
they're not the real, like, I don't know, they're crispy. They're fine, crispy. But them blooming onions, well, see, that's like when I eat an onion ring, I take the skin off.
You don't like the thick one, you like the little
thin, crunchy. I like when my onion is so thin and the onion, when you fry it,
mm-hmm.
that the onion glues and gets crunchy
mm-hmm.
to the coating.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, because, like, I've fixed onion rings at home before,
mm-hmm.
and I slice them so thin
mm-hmm.
that they just shrivel up when I fry them,
mm-hmm.
and they were so crunchy. Those are the best onion rings, and then I like Heinz ketchup.
Nothing but better than Heinz.
Exactly.
Oh, go to Baskin Robbins. They give you a free scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
But you gotta find one. We ain't got one.
The only other Baskin Robbins I know close to us is in Chattanooga.
Damn, that's where she opened up here. Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, you get a free ice cream on your birthday at Baskin Robbins. Now, Barnes and Noble, you want something for your kids? You know, you got a little one. It's their birthday. They can get.
It's my birthday.
They get a free cupcake on their birthday at Barnes & Noble. She signed up for the Barnes & Noble Kids Club. Yeah, that's cool.
Well,
that's cool.
You just eat it.
You ain't no kid.
You just say, I'm here to pick up my...
No, your kid got to go with you.
They can go with you, but no, we're going to eat this later. We got to go to get some to eat first.
Okay. Now, I don't know where this place is, but it's called BD's Mongolian Grill.
That's okay. Yeah,
get a free entree on your birthday when you join the Club Mongo.
Anytime I hear a Mongolian restaurant, I always think of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Lady made him eat the monkey brain?
Uh-huh. I always think of that. Like, Mongolian, that's the way I'll pass on that.
Now, I've heard of Bonefish Grill. They have this in Atlanta. Now, you've joined Bonefish Grill, and you get special. It's going to tell you what. But you have to sign the email, and you get special offers. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bojangles or...
Now, with Bojangles, you go buy a biscuit, and you get one for free for your birthday. You get a blueberry biscuit.
But, see, that's the thing. I say... You're going to want two biscuits anyway. So, like, that's like eating
mm-hmm.
one piece. Yeah, that's like eating one piece of chicken. How many people, you know, just eat one piece of chicken? But, I'm
it cold. Depends on the piece of chicken. Then I can eat a breast to be done.
I can eat two breasts and be like, hold on, give me a side.
You don't even like breasts.
I eat breasts.
You like thighs.
I like all the parts of chicken, but if I had to choose, I like thighs.
Go to Cinnabon, join Club Cinnabon, and get a special gift on your birthday. You know it's going to be. Stone Cold Creamery. That's another expensive ice cream place.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, though. I love watching with the paddles.
That's like
Brewster's.
No. Mm-hmm. Brewster's is already made. It's kind of like they're like Benihana with ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want some gummy bears in it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta chop that ice cream.
Oh God! You find out now. They say country buffet. You know what country buffet is, right?
Mhm.
Ryan.
Mhm.
So, I don't know how to rhyme on another place. Free stomach pump.
That's for the platinum people.
You can receive free meals on your big day at the Country Buffet or Ryan's. Then you go to Cracker Barrel, and you know it's, you get it by Cracker Barrel, you're going to get a dessert
mm-hmm.
at Cracker Barrel.
And theirs ain't no little dessert. They eat theirs. This is heavy.
Now, go to CVS
mm-hmm.
At CVS, you can join ladies, the beauty club, and men, because men like to be pretty, too. Men wear makeup, too, now. So you get $3 extra care bucks on your birthday.
That's real good, because that's $3 you can use for a soda or a drink.
Yeah. But you're going to use it for your beauty care.
You're not going to take you're going to get
good stuff. You wash your hair, wash your face, all that lip balm, chapstick.
No. You know you are not going to go there and say, oh, they got Uncle Funky. Let me go get him. I got my $3. No, that's... By the time you spend
why you had to bring up Uncle Funky? Why you had to bring up Uncle Funky?
Because you know how you is. That's your product right there. That's your holy grail. That and the blueberry blitz.
Look at you throwing out names like you know.
I said no. I keep smelling all the time. I had to run and shake my head a couple of times.
You had to go see if they had that shampoo. My clarifying shampoo. Mm-hmm. If they gave something out for that moment, I'll be sick. You have to get an email and I, they don't.
Well, that's $3.
Yeah. But they don't sell it.
No more?
They never did.
Oh, I don't know why. Oh, you got something else.
Target. I'm always with the Target.
Oh, you got something else from
CVS? Yeah. What I get from CVS for my...
I don't know what you got.
What's
for
my hair?
Yeah, yeah, what's for your hair?
That wasn't CVS. That was at Walgreens.
Walgreens. I knew it was
something. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you done got me all messed up. Talking about my Uncle Funky. Just hush.
what's the other sandwich place?
Yeah, you can pull it somewhere. Oh, Dave and Buster's, you can get $10 in free gameplay. You can sign up with Dave and Buster's.
You don't even be able to play two games with that. Possibly three. If it's an old game, only go take three tokens, okay. You good. Three games.
I don't even know if they still got this like Don Pablo's, but if they do, Don Pablo's, you can get $10 gift card on your birthday when you become a Habaneros member. Dunkin' Donuts gonna give you some good coffee.
Uh-huh.
Fuddruckers give you a special birthday offer. Great American Cookie, they're gonna give you a cookie.
Oh, we could have went to the mall and got a cookie. Damn, forgot about them places. Forgot about the desserts, we're going to the big dog food.
We can get a sandwich. Well, I don't know if you can get anything in Joe's Crab Shack because Joe's Crab Shack will be getting the clothes. Jersey Mike subs, you get a free sub and drink at them. Well, I don't know if they got anything Kmart no more either because there are hardly any Kmart.
Yeah, Kmart.
Sign your child up for the birthday club and they receive offers plus be entered to win $500. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Longhorn. Get your dessert. Got that one.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni Grill. Get your dessert. We didn't get that one.
That's too far off the
line. It really wasn't. This is the one, ladies, to go for your girls' night out. Go to the Melting Pot. You go to the Melting Pot, and you can get a free voucher for a chocolate fondue for two on your birthday.
I just want to put that into a fondue for all those that don't know what fondue is.
People know what fondue is.
Well, if you got a nasty double dipper, then you don't.
Oh, God, no.
So don't say this is a girl's night out. If you got that nasty ass friend that don't have no manners, don't bring her nasty ass with you.
Well, his girl, nasty ass.
His nasty. No, we know. That's too intimate. Guys ain't going to go to that. This is a female man.
No.
We all sitting down at pillows.
On you're not sitting on pillows.
Oh, you're on actual chairs.
Yes, you can be in a chair and a table. You can be at a booth.
When I hear fondue, it's kind of like you just sitting with your legs folded.
Those are not hookahs.
You just dip it in the water.
You also cook your stuff at the Melting Pot. You won't go.
You pay for it, I'll go. $12.99 for three flavors of chicken.
No, it's more than that.
All right, four.
It's more than that.
Oh, well, $27?
30?
Yeah. You definitely going to pay for it. I ain't giving no ass later on either.
You better give me some ass.
I want my ass.
I'm
gonna
write you a
Dickie
coupon.
That's okay. That ain't even worth it.
$30,
that's a bill you can pay. That's a bill
payment.
That's right.
Oh,
if you can pay a bill with, you can eat off of. No, that's okay. That is quite
all right. Okay. For Noodles and Company, you get a coupon on your birthday by joining the Noodles family. Panda Express, you get an offer on your birthday.
You get one free, what you call it?
Okay, go get you a pastry at Panera. I ain't eating nothing else. But you gotta join my Panera to do that. So, and same thing with the rest of them. PF Chang, get a free appetizer or dessert during your birthday month. Redbox, you can receive a free birthday rental.
Yeah, we got that.
Red Lobster, you get a free. They had all you can eat shrimp, so I wasn't worried about going. Ruby Tuesday, you get a burger. A whole big old fat juicy burger. Sephora, you can get, that's the makeup place, so you men don't know. You can get a free gift on your birthday at Sephora, but you have to get it at checkout, so you gotta buy something. You don't just get it for free.
Wait. So you know me. If you have to buy something, well, I'm gonna buy this whatever's free to get. You know me. And if they say no, then well, then keep this shit.
Smashbox, you get a free gift during your birthday too.
What is that?
Another makeup place. Oh. Buy makeup for your face, your lips, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The Spaghetti Warehouse. I don't even know if they still have Spaghetti Warehouse. Now, the swag bags, that's like a a coupon-like thing where you know how you be the Ebates?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Ebates? Well, that's what swag bags is, and you can get 50 of them on your birthday. A lot of people don't use swag bags like they used to. Texas Roadhouse, they'll give you a free appetizer between onion peels and fried pickles for your birthday. TGI Fridays will give you a free dessert. Toys R Us, that's for your kid. They receive a car every year until his or her 10th birthday. And they're entered to win monthly prizes. Ulta ladies will give you receive a free gift by signing up for their Ultimate Rewards program. That's Ulta Beauty. They sell makeup. You can even go there and probably get, if you go to a Ulta and they have the eye waxing and they have actual services. So you may be able to say, hey, it's my birthday. Could I get something for my birthday? Like if, instead of getting a gift, you might want to trade it in and see if you can and get your eyebrows done or facial or something like that.
They'll be like, yeah, sure.
Victoria's Secret, they'll give you a birthday.
Your panties. All right.
I know they're secret. They don't fit me. But you can get a birthday gift worth $10 there. Waffle House.
Wait. $10? What they got for $10 up in there?
Well, $10 off of their beauty stuff, like their smell good. You know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people like going in there and getting
it. So you might say none's in there is $10, so you might, the cheapest thing in there is probably $25.
Well, then you'll pay $15.
That's still too much. Get the same pennies on eBay for it. $5.99, get 20 pennies.
Now, the Wingstop also be ashamed of themselves. They're going to give you an order of seasoned fries. Nothing. That's what you want.
I like seasoned fries.
Okay. Zaxby's will give you a free nibbler sandwich on your birthday.
It's that one.
Now, Waffle House, now, I don't know. Y'all was talking about Waffle House and the AJC, how they didn't pass the inspection.
Sure, they'll meet the food good, see?
Exactly.
If
you go to the Waffle House at any time before 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, then it's gonna be bad. You need a few drinks to coat your stomach to help burn off some of that
alcohol. Alcohol, take care of the way. Here it comes, guys. You're ready.
Lock hands. So that's what's gonna happen. Anytime you going before and you ain't had a couple of drinks, don't even bother going to the Waffle House.
After you have a couple of drinks, you won't see that hair floating around in your
face. Exactly. You'll think it's yours. So you look at it like, damn, I ain't got my blonde wig on today. And it won't shock you when you looking at the dude picking up the sausage and the bacon with his hand out the flat top.
He going, order up, ding ding.
Anytime to the Waffle House before 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll wonder why you stay when your shoe comes off and it starts on the floor. When every time you walk, it makes it.
No, that's that's not even vinyl. This is vinyl? No.
And the table just has this greasy residue, no matter how many times they wipe it down, because it's the same rag they wipe down the flat top with the grease.
See, me and my crazy, I'll be writing on the table tomorrow. I was here.
And please don't go to the bathroom. I have never been to a bathroom in the Waffle House. I hold it.
That's probably the cleanest place up in
there. it probably is. So those are a few other places you can
don't
go.
You get what's that place? The all you can eat salad and breakfast. What's that place?
Olive Garden.
Yeah, don't you get a free wine?
You get a free dessert or appetizer.
Oh, get a glass of wine.
You can get a glass of wine.
For free?
No.
Oh.
You can taste wine.
You can get like
a little tasting tray of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do that there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy your freebie.
And plan accordingly. Don't just get up there. Come on, we're going to hit a couple of IHOPs and Applebee's. No, you have to
be a little guy. And most of the time, you don't have to do everything in one day or try to do everything in one day because there's just too much food to eat or whatever. But, yeah, look on your coupons because most of them, like, a lot of mine didn't actually expire. My birthday is the 16th. And a lot of mine didn't expire until the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
The 21st, between the 21st and the 23rd.
So, like a week.
Yeah. And you usually get them before your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it's, like, maybe a day or 2 days before your birthday, you can go ahead and use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on the place. Some people are like, no, you have to use it on your birthday. If you go to the Honey Baked Ham to get yourself your free ham sandwich, you definitely have to do that on the day of your birthday. Otherwise, you will lose that coupon. It will expire. It does not go till the 23rd or whenever your birthday is. If it happens to be the 16th of November. If that's when your birthday is. So just know, watch your expiration date.
You know, the more emails you get, the more stuff you get. So just, if you like Honey Baked Ham, get 5 emails and get 5 free sandwiches. Do one on the 15th, one on the 16th, one on the 17th, one on the
18th. I hope you don't go to the same place.
You can, they ain't gonna remember you.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Well, if they do, just go in the morning when it first opens. Then on the 17th, you go in the afternoon. And
18
you go at night before they close.
No, you just get something for breakfast.
Yeah,
then
for breakfast,
you do a lunch. I'm just saying.
Huh.
You do it. That's how you should set it up. Like, do yourself breakfast. Get up early. Do breakfast.
Yeah, about 7:30 in the morning.
And if you want to go to IHOP or Denny's or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
Do breakfast. And then after that, you pile around, do whatever. And then you pick up a lunch. That's when your sandwiches come in play. Oh, and you can also go to Apple Pen. That's a bread plant, a bread place.
Oh.
Apple Pen.
Apple Pen?
Apple Pen?
Apple Pen?
Mm-hmm.
That's Oriental?
Apple Pen.
Apple Pen.
Bone.
B-O-N. Yeah, Apple Pen.
Pan.
Let's go to the pan place. Come on.
It's a sandwich place. French. It's French. So you can also sign up for them, and you can get a free birthday lunch for them. So, you know, and you can also, they have some at the AMC. They have things at the AMC. And also, check out bowling if you want to go bowling.
Yeah.
They got some stuff for you.
Get a free game, or you might be buying one gift.
Go to there. Now,
you can go try going to Chuck E. Cheese and get some free tokens.
You can go to Chuck E. Cheese. You can go to Atlanta Bread Company.
Mm-hmm.
You only get a cookie. That's more like a deli.
Calories
is
calories.
Yeah, but, you know. So go there. You know, make it a day. And then any at Benihana has some good drinks. They have some good alcohol.
They should. Pork fried rice is gonna be like $25. Oh. They just kill this cow and just root this rice out back.
They gonna kill the cow and grow the rice?
Yeah, right.
They got a rice fatty.
Mm-hmm. Oh well. I'm gonna be first for $25.
Ooh. Well, we definitely are not going to go to that Brazilian place.
What's that? Oh, the one you in Atlanta, I think it was.
Hold on a child?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Let's go for the experience.
You're going to be paying for that experience. That's
too much. As long as I get some dickie and some licky, I'm good.
All right. You get a lot of liquor.
Licking, yeah. Not liquor.
Licking.
No. As long as I get some dicky and some licking, I'll pay.
That's okay. I'm going to be complaining all the way down and all the way back.
You see that?
$25 for a piece of chicken and some string beans. No, that's okay.
You didn't get no string beans. Okay, well, let's just go to Ruth Chris.
Okay, now I'll pay for that now. Even though it's a la carte, but I'll still pay for it. That's all. I just want me a pizza stick. That's it.
You know you want that good potato they have.
I
with the salt on the outside.
I get the potato too.
And
but
the
that's
asparagus.
It. No, that's okay.
You know you like asparagus.
Yeah, I would, but I'm going to be missing it. That's okay. Just don't chew fat.
Don't get no asparagus. It makes your semen taste bad.
That's okay. Well, the liquor will make it taste good. The Bahama Mamas and
I'll pay for us to go to Fogo de Chava. You gotta give me, I want my coochie to play.
Oh,
My dinky coupon.
I gotta think about that. I don't know. My stuff is special. I can't just be giving up for no $40 of food. Not 75 or
100.
Oh, okay, 100. You know, I can eat me $100. If not, I will pack it in and be like, was it worth it? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, just leave me in the car. Just give me a blanket and a pillow. Leave the key. Just leave the key.
No, that's not like something you would definitely try to do. I'm going to get all my money. Be like that man on the Ruby Tubi commercial with as a salad bar. You know you can go back twice. I'm going to get it all at one time. All at one time. They might say something. That's how you did it at that sweet tomato.
That
that restaurant either.
That was a coin flip for everything.
It was a
coin flip.
A corn flip?
Coin.
That's what I said.
You said a corn flip.
That's what I said.
Yeah, a coin.
A corn flip.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, now you're saying it right.
I said it the first time.
Okay.
A corn.
That's right. That's flip. It was like, let me see. Today, if I talk about it, it was like heads, it was good. Tails, it wasn't. Okay, today was good, you know. The meat saved the day.
What meat?
I had a piece of meat in that chowder. That was saved the day because I was like, oh, meat. Oh, yes. Had me about 6 bowls. I was like, oh, man.
What's wrong with the vegetarian vegan restaurant?
Huh?
Vegan and vegetarian.
That wasn't vegan and vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It had meat in it. I think it was corn chowder with chicken, I think, in it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't real chicken.
What was it? It wasn't tofu. Cause I had tofu before, and tofu is mushy. This was, you had to chew it. Yeah, you had to chew it. You had to chew it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be a vegan restaurant. How come
it
had
vegetarian?
Or vegetarian. How come it had milk in it?
It's not vegan, it's vegetarian.
So that you can't have meat in it.
All vegetarians don't eat meat.
No, but you can't have meat in it.
It was a vegetarian restaurant.
I know
with
I had
some to, with some vegan stuff.
It was. I know I had. There was meat in that thing.
Okay.
I will bet you it had.
Put
meat.
Your life on it.
I bet you $5.
You gonna put your life on it?
Nope. Cause I know it was. I know it had meat in it.
Okay.
It had meat.
Tempeh. Tempeh.
What's tempeh?
It's like it gives you the consistency of meat.
No. This is. You chew. You can feel the little
connective tissue.
Yeah, you know, you go like this and you feel the meat spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was between my teeth. Like, yeah, meat. Cause I was feeding everything. I was just like,
You were
like,
suspect. You were suspect.
Yeah.
You
this stuff on the Asian salad. Oh,
what?
Oh wait, it's pretty good. Yeah, okay. I'll go back and give you some more of this. That's what I was thinking.
You were different.
Yeah, it was different.
It was different. It was good.
It was It was all right. It was all right. It wasn't like, ooh, gotta go back there.
Yeah, we need to go back.
Sitting with a glass of water, and that's okay. I'll go to McDonald's, give me some meat. Matter of fact, I'll go to McDonald's, give me 5 chicken, just cut it up, put it in a bowl, and it's sprinkle it on the stuff. Okay, I'm gonna put chicken on this Asian salad right here. Okay. Put some of this chicken in this nasty ass ice cream. It was all fluff and no hop. It was all fluff and no hop. So you begin from drink like ice and getting a like 5 gallon jug for like $2.99. You know what I'm talking about. You scoop it out and be like, oh here's it's not even hard. That's not how much fluff.
It was in a machine.
Huh?
It was in a machine.
Yeah, but it was all fluff. Had more air in oil in it than anything.
Oil?
Yeah.
It had oil?
Yeah. That's a filler.
Okay.
You take out sugar, then you got to add oil. You take out.
But it wasn't like low sugar.
No, but when something is not, if you're gonna take out something to replace them, you have to replace it with something else that's gonna.
It could have been. Lactate free.
Well, we damn sure going back then.
Why?
Lactose.
Uh-uh. Yeah, lactate. It could have been lactate free. So, because it was very sweet.
That's what they added sugar. But
lactate actually, it already adds. It just broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't like it was really added per se. So, it just made it sweeter. That's why, you know, when he was talking about. We were drinking the lactate milk.
You was drinking. I was drinking.
You was drinking it.
No, I wasn't.
You were drinking the lactate free milk. The lactose free milk.
No.
You put it on your cereal.
No, I didn't.
What did you use? Water?
No, man. We had brought the low fat, no, the 2% and the lactate milk. So you get the real. You was getting real stuff when it was on sale, but it wasn't on sale. You go try to take the Kroger brand, not the Kroger brand.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kroger brand?
Yeah, I was always getting the Kroger brand.
I wasn't drinking that stuff.
Why? Yes, you did.
You
know, a couple of times. Well, guess what? Yeah, you did. Because when I fix cereal for you for breakfast,
I ain't eating.
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh.
You gobbled it up. Yes, you did.
That's what tore my stomach now, okay? Coming back to haunt me. I still wasn't used to that. It's like a person first time drinking, you know.
Oh, God.
I can have another one. You're drinking too much. You just needed it. No, I can have another one.
Four drinks in there. So it's just now coming back to haunt you?
No, it really haunt me now because I ain't catching in time. It's kind of like a...
Well, how long ago has it been since we had some?
A couple of years ago.
It's been about a year and a half, up 2 years.
It's kind of like trichinosis.
Oh, my
God. Don't know until, you know, it really gets to the dangerous point. You got you pass it now.
Yeah,
you start all of a sudden, your stomach start going...
Ain't nobody...
You looking at me?
Ain't nobody for you, fool. Stop looking at me. It's coming back to haunt you.
Yes, sir.
That milk was good for you.
No,
it was.
I need real protein.
Yeah, it had protein.
No, it wasn't enough.
It was.
No.
It was full of protein.
Yeah, protein of nothing.
What you mean?
It was protein with nothing, protein past nothing.
That's why we can't drink those smoothies. Because of you.
What smoothie?
Smoothies.
The one with the
we gonna start drinking smoothie with romaine lettuce.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's spinach and
you can put any type of green. It doesn't have to be spinach or kale. You can do romaine.
What you gonna put in it? that from that black woman doing on some shit smoothie, make you shit your brains out. That's how you really become a zombie. You ain't got nothing to do with what you got. You shit your brains
ain't right.
Is she trying to poison that nigga?
All we need is a ninja.
Yeah.
We already got that. I'll put your banana. See your banana in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Your banana's in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
That, I'll make you some froyo.
Mm-hmm.
With some peanut butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm.
And a little guave nectar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't need none.
Just put some pineapple juice in.
Well, see, we can do that. I'll start us out slow. We'll have one smoothie a week.
Okay.
And we won't have any meat. We'll have a smoothie.
Lost your mind. Time for you to go to bed.
You have chicken.
Good night, world.
I give you chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be baked chicken.
If you give me chicken, you ain't getting none. You should have made yourself some. That's what I tell you, too. You want some chicken, you should have made yourself some.
I'll give you half a piece of chicken breast and a large salad.
And I need 8 ounces of chicken.
Most of the chicken we get is more than 8 ounces.
Yeah.
You're getting that chicken on sparrows.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to have a smoothie for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Gonna
no,
have pineapple
right. No,
and spinach
right. No.
And celery.
I do mine for lunch or something like that, or dinner.
Okay, well, then for...
No, I do mine for a snack. Here you go.
Then, no.
Yeah.
Then for lunch, we'll have a high-protein lunch. Some water-packed tuna, hard-boiled eggs. Then
I
for
ain't a snack. No cat. Don't give me canned tuna. That's because you give a cat. I ain't no meow meow. I'm a wolf wolf.
That's me.
That ain't me.
We're going to have some. Oh, and some cucumbers.
Hmm?
We're going to have horrible eggs and packed tuna. Tuna packed in water, a little salt and pepper, and then I'll get some just mayo. No Hellman's, just mayo.
That's what you're gonna eat. I'm gonna eat 2 Big Macs, a quarter pounder, and a large iced tea. There you go.
And then we're gonna have snack. It's gonna be some carrots, some almonds.
You don't even eat almonds.
I'll get some slivered almonds.
You don't even eat slivered almonds.
I do. I eat slivered almonds.
No,
I don't like the almonds with the skins on them. Okay, well, then I'll get pistachios.
You don't like them either.
I like pistachios.
No, you don't.
And then for dinner, we'll have chicken breast, a grilled chicken breast, and a salad with lemon juice, salt, and pepper. And a touch of EVOO.
My stomach wants me to tell you, he ain't paying you no damn attention.
Oh, well, I'm trying. Oh, that's our detox from all that stuff.
I don't need to be detoxed. If I want to get detoxed, I take some of that green stuff in that bottle. That,
that's not a detox.
Yes, it is.
That's
elastin. And elastin clears your system.
No,
yeah.
You need detox.
Need
well, we'll
detox.
Drink some dandelions.
I ain't on drugs.
Shit.
I need to be detox.
Never mind. Goodbye.
I'm just sitting going, give me some meat. I'm sitting on the train like that lady coming back in. She was detoxing from having her cigarette. She ain't had one. And I mean, she was just shaking and sweating. Going sick to the stomach, like damn. You sure you nicotine tripping, or you drug tripping? I'm like, damn.
Withdraw.
Yeah, that's what she said. Cause she could have stood still for nothing. I'm like, damn. How far is it to the next stop? Oh God. Went another probably 6 hours until we stopped, and the conductor came out and was like, well, in about another hour and a half, we'll be making the stop. Everybody get off the train, stretch the leg. Change out the engine because he went from diesel to electric.
Mm-hmm.
And so soon the car stopped. She jumped up, and she got to get to her grandkids. She's like, y'all just stay here, I'll be back. Mm. And she ran her ass off the train, smoked her cigarette. Oh my god, thank you. When she got back in the train, she had a good night's sleep for a good 2-3 hours. I'm like, thank you, because I was tired getting up. Then you go back to the bathroom because you was feeling sick. One time she overcome, one time she threw up in the chair.
Oh, God.
Well, she didn't throw up in the chair, but she was sitting in the chair and she threw up in the bag. I'm like, oh, God. She was beating hard. I was looking at her just like that, too. Let me move my bag over here and make sure she ain't trying to steal some shit out of my bag.
There's a hair on. Anyway, okay. But what we talk about Wednesday, or is it just going to be a surprise to everybody else and me?
We're going to do something funny.
Okay.
Put that and laugh. Get some laughter in here. King the Queen bullshit. Stop with that shit.
That ain't funny.
Yes, it is.
That ain't funny.
We're going to talk about people using the word kings and queens, but they don't act like kings and queens.
That ain't funny.
How you always showing your ass?
That's just you
that's
being
funny.
Evil.
That's just funny.
That ain't funny.
Yes, it is funny.
That ain't funny.
Hey, kings and queens.
Hey, queen.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
good
king.
Morning, kings and queens.
What's wrong with that?
You ain't a king or a queen.
Anyway.
Every time I hear somebody say good morning, I read on Facebook, I always hear that little dumb girl on that show, the morning show you like to watch. Good morning! What's her name? You're a darkie. What's her name?
Did you just say darkie on air?
Well, crispy, that better. You know what I'm talking about. Your girl. From the morning show. You know her name.
Good night, y'all.
Wanda, that's her name. Ain't that dog gonna be gone?